Senator John McCain says he is confident that a compromise can be found in the standoff with the White House over how to handle suspected terrorists. And late today, the White House told lawmakers that it would send Congress a revised proposal to consider. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore is listening to the current debate, and he has these thoughts.
There is no doubting the sincerity on both sides in the White House-Senate contest over rules for interrogation and trial of terrorist suspects. The president's ability to dominate the stage by invoking patriotism and terrorism is being challenged as never before. On the other hand, the Republican senators responsible for presenting a competing bill more protective of detainee rights cannot count on a lot of acclaim from their constituents. Nor may Senator McCain have helped his own presidential prospects very much. Nor could it have been easy for former Secretary of State Colin Powell, the quintessential good soldier, to differ sharply with the current Secretary, Condoleezza Rice, and write to Senator John McCain, the leader of the insurrection, to emphasize our moral obligations with respect to those in our custody. It may be that the positions of those on both sides are conditioned by their own earlier experiences. The military experience of the president in the Texas Air National Guard and the records of his principal aides are not calculated to inspire great sensitivity to the possibility of being captured and interrogated. On the Senate side, on the other hand, apart from Senator McCain's own ordeal as a prisoner in North Vietnam, there is Air Force Reservist Lindsey Graham, who served in Afghanistan in August, helping to train military lawyers and judges, the first sitting senator in decades to perform military duty in a war zone. All inspectors served stateside in the Air Force as a volunteer during the Korean War. John Warner served in the Navy and the U.S. Marine Corps before becoming Secretary of the Navy. And so, when the law speaks of cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment of captives, that seems to convey more meaning in the Senate than in the White House. This is Daniel Shore.